You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Wayne Rooney to score and Manchester United to win is 9-2. Wilfred Bony to score and Man City to win in the market at 5-1. Not much lead to choose between the two sides as far as price is concerned, but Manchester City have won 6 of the last 8 Manchester derbies in the league. Prior to that, they'd only won 6 of the previous 42, so this fixture has turned on its head in recent times. None of the last 12 Manchester derbies in all competitions have ended in a draw as well, so it's usually one or the other in this one.
Yeah, indeed. Look, whatever happens in this, there's one man who I'm backing here, Kevin De Bruyne. He just seems to have been everywhere this week. Everyone's been talking about him. The fact that they might even push him up front, that they're talking about, you know, put him even further forward than Sterling. I mean, I thought Boney was particularly poor in the week. I thought he looked like he's playing. He can't play at the level that City are playing at in the Champions League to me. And, you know, I think they missed Aguero. They got the job done in the end, of course. But, I think De Bruyne at 19-10. We were talking about him last week, I think, and the price wasn't quite big enough. The price wasn't quite big enough in midweek in the Champions League for me to back him any time. But when you're talking about 2-1 for a player of his ability who can break from midfield if he doesn't play further up front, I think he's a fantastic player. You know, the rave reviews he's been getting, every good judge who watches him is glowing about his ability. I was watching the Stoke win on Monday night. Gary Neville was just saying, like, every time this guy gets the ball, he knows he can find his colleague. So, you know, that's why Sterling can make those runs. Such great runs. He knows, I'll run, he will find me. And I think at 19-10, he's a sort of player as well. I think he can make himself a little bit of a hero here. I think City at 13-8 are a good price as well, by the way. I'm still not convinced. I still don't know what I'm watching when I watch Man United. I still don't quite know what this team is. Are they getting better? Slowly but surely. They dug a draw out of the CSKA Moscow game, which is great. Obviously, that win at Everton. You know, I'm not decrying them, but I don't have the confidence to look at them and think, yeah, I know what this Manchester United team is. I know how they're going to approach this game. I think City can sit back here and play their own game, and let's see what United do. Games at United: 4-2, 3-0 to City, 2-1 to City as well. So lots of goals in this fixture over the past few seasons. There was a 6-1, of course, famously back in 2011. So, you know, you're over 2.5. They seldom seem to be cagey affairs, these Manchester derbies. You know, and I know there was a 1-0 at City last year when Aguero scored the winner. But that 4-2 in Van Gaal's first Old Trafford Manchester derby, same managers, largely the same players, with the addition of De Bruyne and a few on the United side. So, you know, I think goals are a must here as well.
Over 2.5 goals is 8-11. You mentioned, Lee, the addition of De Bruyne. But Derek, Sergio Aguero's out for this game. He's been influential in recent Manchester derbies and likely to be without David Silva as well. So a couple of notable injury concerns for City.
I mean, it's just as well they've got De Bruyne, because all of a sudden City's team and squad is looking very ordinary. It's De Bruyne that's lighting them up at the moment. I mean, I used to watch him at Chelsea, or the rare occasions he got a game for Chelsea, and I couldn't see anything in it. And then, you know, all of a sudden City are paying like a squillion for him. I'm thinking, what kind of improvements has this guy shown? Well, he's shown massive improvement, because what Lee says is right. Every time I've watched him, I've been thinking, Jesus, what a player. And he's reminded me of Hazard when he first came into the Chelsea side, and more so last season. He seems head and shoulders above everything that's on the park right now. And that goal he scored midweek, the last-minute goal for City against Sevilla, you know, the defenders were given stick for that, but that was a masterful goal. And as soon as he got the ball, that was the thing. You knew he was going to score. As soon as he got that ball, it was like Aguero in that position. I knew he was going to score. Fantastic goal, fantastic player. And if City win this game, he'll be the reason for it, because right now he's on a different planet. That said, 13-8 is mighty sure, because you look what else is around in a City team right now, and I'm failing to. It doesn't set my pulse racing without Aguero and Silva. I mean, Sterling's blowing hot and cold. I don't think he's settled in yet. You know, blistering pace, we all know that, but not quite at it yet. But Lee, everything Lee says about Man United, I agree with too. You just don't know what you're going to get from United. I'm still not impressed by them. Here they are going for the title, doing well in Europe, and I'm just not impressed by them. I really don't know what to think about this game, but the draw is the biggest price by miles. There hasn't been one in 12 matches. Come on. You know, that's a statistical blip. That's got to end. I'm going to go for the draw here, only because I just can't find enough evidence to back either side at these prices.
12-5 if you fancy the draw in the Manchester Derby. Manchester United 8-5 to win the game. The draw 12-5. Oh, City 13-8.
Did you see the story about Bastian Schweinsteiger this week?
Yeah,
that's the best story of the week, that, isn't it? They weren't sure it was Schweinsteiger until one of the optional extras was a cart horse, and then that sealed it. It was definitely him.
No, fantastic. That's got to be the story of the year so far in footballing circles.
It's
fantastic.
A story of all times.
Yeah. It's a belter, an absolute belter.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.